From WSIU Radio News, I'm Jeff Williams. Good morning. It is Friday, January 22nd. We'll see a mix of sun and clouds today with a high near 38. Illinois will officially move to Phase 1B of its coronavirus vaccination plan on Monday, meaning people like teachers, first responders, other essential workers, and seniors can get their COVID shots. But many counties have already moved ahead of the rest of the state, causing some confusion among Illinoisans who qualify for vaccines in Phase 1B. AARP Illinois State Director Bob Gallo says the confusion is most pronounced among senior citizens, especially since signing up for a vaccine appointment often requires computer skills and internet access.
You know, it's not only having computer skills, but having the devices that you need to in the first place. Many individuals who don't either have the right tools or the know-how to use them are most comfortable with using a telephone and calling someone in order to make an appointment.
Gallo says he'd like to see the state set up a call center for seniors. Additionally, some healthcare systems in Illinois have notified patients in their networks about how to sign up for a vaccine appointment, while others have left patients to find that information out on their own. The state of Illinois reported nearly 5,000 new cases of COVID-19 yesterday, along with 123 new deaths. Here in southern Illinois, our region saw 414 new cases of coronavirus and three additional deaths. Prisons in southern Illinois are managing some 400 active cases among inmates, with nearly half of those in the Pinckneyville Correctional Center. Health departments across the region are asking people to make sure they're signing up for the COVID vaccine as it becomes available. A controversial former Chief Justice of the Illinois Supreme Court has died. James Heupel passed away in a Peoria hospital this week. He was 87. Sean Crawford has more.
Heupel wrote a unanimous court opinion in what became known as the Baby Richard case. The biological father of a 3-year-old boy sued for custody after learning the mother put the child up for adoption without his knowledge. That decision resulted in the boy being taken away from his adoptive parents, with the moment captured on camera as the child cried and reached out for the only mother he knew. Heupel was blasted in the press and in political circles, but in a 1999 interview, he maintained the law was clear.
You might pick up a child out of a grocery cart at the supermarket that doesn't belong to you. Take the child home, keep the child, you may have a wonderful home. That doesn't give you a right to keep the child.
Heupel faced other scrutiny, including an allegation he tried to use his position to avoid traffic tickets. He was censured in 1997 and resigned as Chief Justice, but finished his term on the court in 2000. I'm Sean Crawford.
A Carbondale man faces up to 84 years in prison for a 2019 shooting incident that happened in the city's downtown between Trace Ombres and ABC Liquor Mart. The Jackson County State's Attorney's Office says 29-year-old Jody Pullen was sentenced Wednesday for attempted first-degree murder and multiple counts of aggravated battery with a firearm. 4 people were wounded during the incident. The Illinois Conservation Police is seeking the public's input to help improve enforcement efforts as well as recreational activities in the state. You can take the survey online at dnr.illinois.gov. Well, turning to sports on your Friday, the SIU men's basketball team is set to return to game action on Monday at Indiana State after what will amount to a 3-week layoff due to COVID-19. Head coach Brian Mullen says the team did its best to stay connected.
We had some Zooms with the guys, and then also we had some guys who are not in quarantine, so they were able to do some individual workouts, you know, and get in the gym and shoot by themselves and stuff like that.
Mullen says the pause and getting games rescheduled means the Salukis will be very busy over the next several weeks. SIU resumes Monday, trying to break a 3-game losing streak after a 7-0 start. Well, SIU released its updated spring football schedule yesterday. The Salukis open up the 8-game Missouri Valley Conference-only season on February 20th at conference newcomer North Dakota. Head coach Nick Hill says he can't wait to get started.
I'm just excited about any games and all games. So you find yourself going through that schedule. They're all big games. I think 6 out of the 8 teams played in the playoffs last year. North Dakota got in over us. We haven't forgot that.
The schedule had to be updated after Indiana State decided not to play football this spring. The Salukis will now play defending national champion North Dakota State instead of the Sycamores. The complete schedule is available on the Salukis website or on our webpage. And another fall sport that starts its COVID-delayed season this weekend, the SIU volleyball team gets underway at the University of Memphis for back-to-back matches starting at 7 p.m. On Friday, SIU returns 9 letter winners from a year ago. SIU's home opener is on January 30th against Missouri State. Recapping the forecast for you on your Friday, we'll see kind of a mix of sun and clouds today. Look for high around 38, winds beyond the north at 8 to 10 miles an hour. That will give way to mostly clear conditions tonight with an overnight low of 20. Then tomorrow, more sunshine on your Saturday. Look for high around 40. I'm Jeff Williams, WSIU Radio News.